99.9 Live FM, you're tuning in to The Brekkie Show. With all the rain the past little while, mold has been, it's been rampantly growing. It's not good, and we're here with Ian, who is from Big Red Carpet Cleaning here in Townsville, and he's going to share a little bit on dealing with mold yourself. Good morning, Ian.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. How are y'all doing? Is it busy enough with all this rain for you?
We're flat, chat. There's just so much in Townsville, it's unreal, and we're just about ready to go up to Ingham now, so.
Yeah, it's not surprising you guys are so busy. Do you have any advice for people who are dealing with mold in their own home?
Well, the same thing's happened in 2019 floods. We put out there just saying, look, get the vinegar, but you can't get vinegar these days. Everyone's bought it up already, so it's very, very short supply. But when they get it, a lot of people just grab it and put it into a spray bottle and spray it straight. But that's not going to do anything at all. It won't kill the mold. So what they've got to do is they've got to mix it at either 70-30 or 80-20 with water. And that that way the mold acknowledges the water in the vinegar and drinks it in and takes the vinegar with it and kills the mold. That was tested at the Monash University. That's how they've come up with that. And then when they finish doing that, then they can leave it for about probably 2 or 3 hours after they've sprayed it, and then they can go through and wipe the staining off and wipe the mold off there because it'll be all dead. Our preferred method of is before you wipe it, I mean, once it's dead, the mold spores won't grow again. But if they've got vacuums, like HEPA vacuums or something, they can go through and vacuum that off the wall, all that furry stuff off the wall, and that'll stop from spreading everywhere else just in case some of it doesn't get hit with the vinegar.
Dilute the vinegar with a little bit of water. That's done. What next?
And then what they do after that is just the most important thing they can do is when it's not raining is to open the windows up. A lot of people put the air cons now because it's so hot and they go, oh, and because it's only just the humidity in this at the moment is about probably 90-95% and up. And what happens is that's perfect conditions for mold to grow. So if they can open up their windows and that let the air flow through from outside, there is mold outside as well, but what it does, it blows through and it stops the mold from landing in all the areas inside the house and growing. And also it sort of brings the humidity level down the same as what it is outside. Even though it's high, it's still getting that air movement going through. They've got the air filtration systems like air scrubbers. They've got a HEPA filter in them. What that does, if they leave that going all the time, especially if they've got children or themselves are asthmatics, they find that at this time of year they'll be like sneezing, their throat will be getting sore and stuff. If they had a air scrubber in there which had the HEPA filter in it, it filters all the air out and all the mold spores that are in the air, filters them all, and that makes the air safe from debris to not breathe mold spores in.
And once you've cleaned up moldy area, is there anything that you're meant to do after that, you know, prevent it from coming back, or?
There are preventatives you can buy. It's like a thing, it's like a seal you put on the wall. It does help stop the mold from growing back there because when it lands on it, it can't penetrate into it and get its roots sort of going through because in mold, they're not called roots, they're called hyphae. If you've got the sealer on the wall, it doesn't allow that to go onto it, hold onto it and penetrate into it. So it sort of does prevent it. It depends on which one you use. And it's very hard. A lot of people try and buy stuff from shopping centres and stuff like that, but they're better off going to places like we go to Michael from C&H Cleaning Supplies on Pilkington Street. He's got a lot of products there which are really good. He's right into the mold products and he's very knowledgeable on mold as well now.
Well, thank you for the advice and the suggestions. We'll let you get back to your very busy. Phones are ringing in the background. Townsville needs you cleaning up the mold.
Thank you.